B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
It's crazy that, Puff Daddy. Leroy, the biggest sports fan on this show, doesn't enjoy it when someone else is enjoying their sports team winning. Like, Drake is just, listen, he's from Toronto. They really don't have much going on up there.
Okay.
Their team is on the verge of winning the NBA championship. And not just on the verge of winning it, but on the verge of winning it at home.
Play that shit. Play that shit from the Yay Area. Oh, Yay Area. Yay Area.
And you know what's funny? If they win.
So mad.
If they win, like, that's probably as rowdy as, you know, in other cities, like, they're like, all right, we need the police force. With shields and get the mace ready and all that stuff to disperse the crowds and get the fire departments ready to put cars that are going to be lit on fire, you know, out and, you know, get the ambulance ready because some dumbass kid is going to climb a telephone pole and do pull-ups and fall and break himself. In Toronto, you know, everyone's just going to be like,
play that shit. Play that shit from the Yay Area. Oh, Yay Area.
All right, y'all laugh now. But if they win tonight, and he's out there
to win tonight.
And he's out there holding up the trophy in the middle of the court, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing to me tomorrow. I'm telling you, he needs to be stopped.
So Leroy had this idea. He's like, I'm going to call places in Toronto with a petition to ban Drake from the arena tonight. And, well, so we recorded him making a phone call, and normally we're supposed to get permission to run the person and stuff, but we didn't think this person would give us permission, so we altered her voice. Or his voice. Its voice. We altered the voice of the person that he called in. Well, here it is right here.
Hello, thank you for calling. Hey, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Leroy, and I am a proud citizen of Toronto. And I have this petition here that millions of other people, I believe, are going to sign, and I want to know if I can bring it up there to you guys. Basically, what it is it's to get Drake, to have Drake not show up to the games anymore. I want him banned from the arena. He is an embarrassment. And he's making the NBA experience just, it's a joke. It's a joke. So I just want to show up today at 6 o'clock and have the petition. Is that okay? Can I show up then?
I'm sorry, sir. Unfortunately, that's not really something that we do. It's not, you know, we're a restaurant, and so we don't really take sides on that kind of thing, so I'm going to have to check.
Well, it wouldn't take much. People come in, they ask for, you know, hey, we have six people or whatever here, and while they're waiting, I can just pass the petition around, they can sign it, and then everyone's happy. They'll eat a good meal, we'll keep it moving, and then the next group of people that come in, I'll do all the work. No one there will have to do anything.
Okay, yeah, like I said, unfortunately, that's not, you know, it's not really the place for that. It's not something that we do. Okay, it's not, I don't necessarily find it appropriate to pass a petition around to my customers.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I mean, I'm really busy. Is your manager available? Is there anyone else that I can talk to? Because this needs to happen. And I don't mean any disrespect.
You actually are talking to the manager right now, okay? So that's not, like I said, I'm going to have to pass, all right? It's not something that we're going to do, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to allow you to bring that here and do that.
Are you watching the NBA Finals?
I'm familiar with the rivalry.
Okay, you know, but are you not embarrassed by Drake's behavior? He's got us out there looking like fools.
Oh, Yay Area!
My feelings on it are kind of irrelevant because we like to remain neutral to our customers. So then
you're not a real fan. And I need to talk to a real fan that works there. I know you're the manager, but is there someone else that I can talk to, a higher up? I don't know. Maybe even the owner of the place?
You know, I'm the manager, so you'd have to go through me for something like this. I'm telling you, I'm not going to allow you to come here and do that. So, you know, unfortunately, that's the answer I'm going to be giving you today.
All right. Well, I will be there today at 6 o'clock. I look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can come here at 6, but I'm going to have the police waiting for you. So that's completely up to you.
There's no need to get the. A matter of fact, I called the police last week, and I already talked to them. Things didn't work out, and they said maybe I can go another route, and this is the way I'm going. So, again, I'll see you at 6 o'clock, all right?
All right. I'll have the police here waiting for you.
All right. Have a blessed day.
And you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.